The president of Illinois State University has created a new high-level position to coordinate diversity and inclusion efforts. President Larry Dietz says Professor Doris Houston is the new interim assistant to the president in that area. Houston is a professor of social work. She currently serves as chair of the president's Diversity and Inclusion Advisory Council. In this interview with Houston and Dietz, Dietz says he has been talking about these issues since he became president and gave his first State of the University address in 2014.
And I focused on the values of the university, and one of the values at the time was diversity. Since that time, we've added the word inclusion to that in our strategic plan. But we've been talking about climate assessment task force. That was the first thing that we did. We had some consultants in with that. We've been doing good work, and Dr. Houston was the first person when I made that address and invited people to come and see me and talk to me about ideas that they might have around that topic. She was the first person that actually came to my office and talked to me about that. Since that time, she's really been leading the charge with diversity and inclusion efforts, and I think she's the right person for this kind of position. And it's a coordinating kind of position. It's not a directive kind of position, so I think it will fit well into the fabric of the institution to address that value of diversity and inclusion.
Diversity initiatives happen throughout the university at every level, in student life, in the department levels that are creating curriculum, in housing. Why does the coordinating portion of this merit a cabinet-level post?
Well, I think, first of all, you're right that diversity and inclusion is like recruitment and retention and many other important projects that the university has. It's everybody's job. By the same token, I think that there's some similarities here between this position and our Center for Civic Engagement and Service Learning, in that we need a person, in my estimation, that's really helping collaborate and with our different areas that are working together on this, and then to coordinate those activities and to be a strong voice for areas that need improvement, but also a strong voice to tell people what we're doing to address these issues. And I think the cabinet level position will allow Doris to be a part of those high level conversations.
How many universities have a similar level or similar coordinative piece of connective tissue in their fabric?
I would say it's mixed. It's probably increased in numbers over the course of the last several years. Some do, some don't, and I've been following the results of those that do and those that don't, and I think the critical part is selecting the right person to get a program like this started, and I just have great confidence in Dr. Houston to be the right person.
After the anti-black ISU protests last September and October, this question needs to be asked. Is this a response to that?
I would say it's broader and deeper. As I mentioned, we've really been starting to have conversations in more in-depth since 2014. So to me, this is just a part of the ongoing dialogue about how do we address an important value of the university. And of course, we listen to students and faculty and staff and their views all the time. To me, this is a natural extension of conversations that really started 6 years ago and are going to continue. This is not a one-and-done kind of situation. This will continue to be a priority of the university.
This position is labeled interim. What happens after 2 years?
I would anticipate a search after the 2 years. The bottom line is that Dr. Houston has helped us a great deal, as have many other people on the campus, to help us define diversity and inclusion initiatives. But I think we're going to know more after she's been at this for a couple of years and doing more research across the country about what works and what hasn't worked and what could work. And I think after a couple of years in this role, she'll help define the position a little more clearly. And at that point, we'll do a search.
In 2018, there was a proposal at ISU to have a requirement for graduation that students take a diversity class. Where does that stand?
I think it's still being considered, but I don't think that has gone forward yet. Doris, you may help.
Sure. So as you're aware, with our shared governance process, there are a number of reviews that occur and opportunities for feedback. So that proposal actually is still in process, and from what I'm told by our Senate president, it should come back before the Senate this semester. From my understanding, that would be the final approval for that expectation.
Are there classes available to fill that requirement, or will more need to be developed?
We have a number of classes that currently fill the requirement. There was a team led by Dr. Rocio Rivaginera, which was a planning group, and we really looked across the entire university, each department, to determine which courses would fit within the required realm, if you will, of diversity and inclusion. So whether it's a student who is in the arts or a student in humanities or social sciences, there are a number of courses that would fit those requirements. That doesn't mean that there wouldn't be additional courses that are developed, but we do have a nice core of classes within each college across our university.
One of the joys and stresses of coming into a completely new position is you get to, or have to, partly write the job description. What do you think is most important for this position to accomplish?
You know, I would have to say the most important part is listening, hearing what our campus community needs, hearing and understanding what is currently working, and really, as President Dietz mentioned, as we've defined the role thus far, my position would be that person who helps our current leaders across campus coordinate efforts, and then also, importantly, we want to ensure that there are outcomes for the work that we're doing. So really working with leaders across our campus, be they student leaders, our administrators, our deans and directors, faculty, et cetera, whatever initiatives we have going on currently, looking at how we can ensure that our entire campus community is aware of those initiatives and how we make sure that each of those initiatives is really tied to outcomes.
Doris Houston is the new interim assistant to the president for diversity and inclusion at Illinois State University. WGLT also spoke with university president Larry Dietz. Houston's salary will be $112,000 per year. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker.